these Massachusetts hospitals won't automatically file neglect reports for babies born with drugs in their systems. Why, guys? Because they're stating that it disproportionately impacts people of color, and specifically Black people. I am not kidding when I'm telling you this story. You cannot make this stuff up. Shout out to Libs of TikTok for posting this on X, formerly known as Twitter, and sharing this story with the world. So often we hear about things that disproportionately affect Black people, and then we hear about the different remedies for this situation, how we can even the playing field. Never in my life did I think we were going to hear this about a story with babies being born with drugs in their systems and hospitals choosing not to report that to their systems of welfare because it disproportionately impacts Black people. We're going to read this article so that you guys can get on the same page as me. This says, Mass General Brigham said babies born with substance exposure alone will no longer be reported to state welfare agencies unless there are other concerns the baby is abused or neglected. What do you mean other concerns? Other concerns that are separate from the drugs that they were born in their system with? It's not making sense, but maybe when we read the article, it will make more sense for us. Okay, it says a large hospital group with labor rooms in Massachusetts and New Hampshire will no longer immediately report to state welfare agencies when a baby is born with drugs in its system. Mass General Brigham announced Tuesday it is revamping its policies regarding pregnant people. Guys, I can't make this up. Not pregnant women, not women, pregnant people. That shows you the ideology that is baked into the foundation of this decision. But I digress. Let's keep reading. Regarding pregnant people with substance abuse disorders, a condition which the hospital said disproportionately affects Black people and does not alone signal neglect or child abuse. So I'm not understanding how a baby being born with drugs in its system doesn't signal to child abuse or neglect. And if this is disproportionately impacting Black people, meaning Black women are more often showing up with these problems, going through a tox screening and finding this with their children, why wouldn't we address the root of the problem, which would be people doing drugs whilst pregnant, specifically women doing drugs whilst pregnant, because I don't want to start falling for the leftist language here. Why would we not address the root of the issue? If we're finding that more Black people are experiencing this problem and having to be reported to state welfare systems, then we should do something about the drugs. We shouldn't stop reporting them to state welfare. And that's not to say that these women need to be arrested or put in jail. The state welfare system will deal with it however it deals with it. It's just to say that we should at least have a report on file that this is happening to this child, because now Black children are going to be the ones who suffer at the hands of this hospital policy. Let's keep reading. The hospital group, which includes obstetrics and gynecology wards at Massachusetts General Hospital, Brigham and Women's Hospital, Newton Wellesley Hospital, and Salem Hospital, so multiple different locations here, said the new policy change would standardize an approach to toxicology testing. Okay. So apparently this change is coming to hospitals later this month, and the doctors will order toxicology tests if they feel as though it's going to change their standard of care when it comes to treating patients. But otherwise, they're really not going to worry about it unless they have other concerns for the baby's health and well-being. You guys, I cannot make this up, I will say, for the third time now. And again, we cannot continue to make policies like this just because a certain group of people that we view to be victims within our culture is disproportionately impacted, because it's going to lead to actual victims. And the actual victims in this case are the children who are born with drugs in their systems, who are having to deal with this, and it's going unreported to state welfare. We know that being addicted to drugs is a sign that other things can happen down the line, especially abuse and neglect for the child. I'm not stating that's always the case, but I'm stating it does happen. So why would you not want that on file with your state welfare systems? Is it because we don't want to tell the truth? Is it because we don't want to have a record that this is disproportionately impacting Black people? And if we need to even the playing field as far as testing all people of all races when we are suspicious of drug consumption and that drug consumption affecting the child, then yes, treat everybody with the same standard of care when it comes to that issue. But it involves reporting them to your welfare system that you have set in place. I would want that to happen if the baby was Black. I would want that to happen if the baby was white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. I care about the children and protecting them, not about signaling our virtuousness when it comes to the subject matter of race. But it's very clear where they stand, at least within this hospital system. They care more about the narrative and the agenda than they do about the actual babies being impacted by the issue. You hear it with what's stated in this article. You hear it with the phrasing of pregnant people rather than pregnant women. And it's very clear what they're subservient to. Ideology and not actual healthcare. And this should concern the people who read it. You know, especially if you're in an area where they're choosing to put forth this policy. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. I would love to hear from you guys on the story that I just shared with you. As always, if you disagree with me, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And my goodness, do we have work to do within the medical field if this sort of ideology is infiltrating our healthcare systems. I'll see you next time, guys.